your Christian Voice News, your global link.
Lads calls for halt to constitution amendment efforts. Stakeholders call for a reduction in bus fares. And detained Chadian opposition leader Success Masra ends hunger strike. Good evening. What's the main news? I am Margaret Mwanza. The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has called on the government to suspend all constitutional amendment efforts until after the 2026 general elections following a landmark constitutional court ruling. In a judgment delivered on June 27, 2025, in the case of Mnia Zulu and Celestine Mukandila versus the Attorney General, the Constitutional Court found that government's initiation of the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 without first undertaking broad public consultation contravened several key provisions of the Constitution. These include Articles 1, 2, 5, 7, 8, 9, 61, 90, 91 and 92, as amended by Act No. 2 of 2016. LAZ President Longisa Nizulu noted that the court directed government to ensure that any future constitutional amendment process must be people-driven and led by an independent body of experts following wide and inclusive public consultations. The people are the ultimate decision-makers when it comes to removing or replacing constitutional provisions, said Mr. Zulu in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He stressed that this critical stage of consultation and public participation is what grants legitimacy to any constitutional changes, making them binding and truly representative of the will of the people. Mr. Zulu reaffirmed LAZ's commitment to upholding constitutionalism and democratic values, asserting that the currently deferred Bill No. 7 of 2025 is legally invalid in the absence of meaningful prior consultation. He further urged government to fully respect the court's directive and assume a facilitative rather than leading role in any future constitutional reform process.
LAZ urges government to strictly abide by the guidance of the Constitutional Court and merely play a facilitatory role to the people's wishes on any future constitutional reform process. LAZ strongly recommends that government seriously reconsiders any plans to embark on the process of amending the constitution until after the 2026 general elections, so that any reform to the supreme law of the land is people-driven, holistic, to include expansion of the Bill of Rights.
The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue, ZCID, has revealed that its efforts to engage former President Edgar Lungu whilst he was still alive were hampered by ongoing internal divisions within the Patriotic Front, PF. ZCID board chairperson Joyce Musenge revealed that the organization had, on several occasions, requested to meet with Mr. Lungu as part of its broader mission to foster national dialogue between him and the current Republican president, but attempts were blocked by factions within the PF, which is currently embroiled in a leadership dispute. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Ms. Musenge explained that while the PF has insisted that ZCID recognize Mr. Lungu as the legitimate president of the party, the unresolved factionalism made it difficult for the organization to proceed. Efforts were made to meet the former president, but unfortunately, the internal divisions within his party made it difficult, said Ms. Musenge. She emphasized the importance of unity within political parties for meaningful national dialogue to take place, adding that ZCID remains committed to its mandate of promoting peaceful political engagements.
You know, when you have political parties are fighting, you will have one faction who will say, we have the people, so you must talk to us. We have the other person. The other person says we have the people. So it's very difficult for us. But for ZCID, we had requested to meet the late 6th Republican president as a former president so that we could engage him. But it was not to be so, because
the Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, and the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia have indicated that a reduction in bus fares is under consideration following a continued drop in fuel pump prices. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti said the association is actively engaging the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, and the Ministry of Transport and Logistics to ensure that the recent fuel price reductions benefit commuters. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, yesterday announced a further reduction in fuel prices for the month of July, with petrol now selling at 28 kwacha per litre and diesel at 23 kwacha 13 ngwe per litre, marking the third consecutive monthly reduction. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti stressed the importance of passing on the benefit to passengers.
We have seen this in a row. So one thing we are looking at is to see how we can engage and reduce the bus fares. Definitely, that is certain. We are preparing ourselves to put in writing a letter to RATRA, copy to the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, to see to it that passengers benefit from these reductions.
Meanwhile, the Bus and Taxi Owners Association of Zambia has echoed similar sentiments, saying it is also considering a reduction in bus fares in light of the continued fuel price drops. Association National Secretary Sydney Mbewe said that the association is currently awaiting guidance from RTSA, especially as the sector continues to recover from previous losses incurred when fares remained unchanged despite earlier fuel price increases.
But taking into consideration of the economic factors that were surrounding the public transport sector and the commuters and travelers that use our buses, I think for a long time we have not increased or called on the Road Transport and Safety Agency to evoke the formula to see that we also increase on the fares. So it's, I think, a factor to look at whether the reduction is in line with what we had also incurred in terms of losses of the fares at that time.
Senga Hill Member of Parliament Henry Sikazwe has urged government to prioritize local communities when issuing mining licenses in Senga Hill of Northern Province, where gold deposits have recently been discovered. Mr. Sikazwe emphasized the need to strike a balance between local residents and investors to prevent potential conflicts. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sikazwe expressed concern over reports of unauthorized miners invading the area, some allegedly armed, creating a security risk for local people. It is unfortunate that outsiders are now terrorizing the area with firearms, and this poses a serious danger to the community, said Mr. Sikazwe. He further called for the promotion of safe mining practices among locals, stressing the importance of modern, regulated methods to avoid accidents and protect lives. Miners should use approved and modern techniques to ensure safety at the gold deposit sites, said Mr. Sikazwe.
We have been trying to engage the Minister of Mines and maybe Cadastra. You see, we are having challenges because the cooperation between these institutions, I think we need to do more. Because what's happening is that, you know, people are getting papers from Osaka and they are coming there that we don't even know there. So I think we need to, you know, to sit down with, you know, those who are issuing licenses to see, before they issue licenses, at least they send the people on the ground to check so that, you see, we don't bring this conflict within ourselves.
In African news, Chadian opposition leader and former Prime Minister Success Masra, who has been in detention since mid-May, has ended his hunger strike after a week of fasting, his lawyers announced on Monday. President Masra, physically weakened but morally combative, is suspending his food strike and will re-prepare for the rest of this procedure, the group of lawyers defending him announced in a statement on Monday evening. His doctor, who was able to visit his bedside and consult with him, strongly recommended that he suspend this difficult and painful decision, especially since the medication he must take requires it. The statement read. Coming up shortly, Trump global aid cuts risk 14 million deaths in